Welcome back, everyone, wherever you are, all over this ever more forlorn planet. And I hope if you're in a good, happy place, you can stay there for as long as possible. Protect it. A lot of people aren't in a good space right now. Was it 40% of Americans can't pay their bills now? It's getting worse, as I've said over and over again. When their credit cards are maxed, what are they going to do? What are they going to do? Meanwhile, they're bringing invaders in here nonstop, giving them up to 40 grand a year, everything they want. Don't you? I know Americans, a lot of them understand. A lot of them don't understand. This is all by design. It's communist, Bolshevik, Zionist death. And they're killing America. They're killing Britain. They're killing Europe. No question. The quality of people in this so-called political process that we allegedly rely upon to take care of business in this country is so bad, it's so evil, that you wouldn't believe it. Now, I'm gonna repeat. This is a news story that was in a newspaper. All right, a Nebraska newspaper, the West Point, Nebraska Daily News, August 30th, 1995. I'm going to read this story. This is important. But let me welcome David Oates back. Hello, David. This is going to shock you, this one. I guarantee it.
Well, it is.
Yep. All right. Tampon Tim Walz. Oh, yeah. The Camel's choice as her VP, wasn't her choice, she was given the choice, on the Democrat presidential ticket, has a bizarre, weird problem to explain. Well, fact of the matter is he has a number of them, but this takes the cake. This guy, Walz, called Donald Trump and Vance weird and got the media to parrot the same phrase about them, but Trump and Vance have done nothing compared with this clown Walz's weird behavior. A newspaper article from the West Point, Nebraska Daily News, August 30, 1995, attached below as a PDF, and I've got it, describes Walz's hospitalization at West Point General Hospital. The community and family were in shock and disbelief when the attending physician, Dr. Amanda Thompson, explained that Mr. Walz required stomach pumping after drinking about 1 gallon of horse semen.
Oh, my God. Of horse semen?
And the note continues, I can't wait to see how weird Walz spins his certainly unique incident. I've always believed that when the demo rats accuse the Republicans of some shocking thing, it's always the demo rats who have done it first. Well, Tampon Tim Walz, you win the prize for weird. I hope this really weird, true incident gets nationwide distribution. And I'm going to post this with the newspaper, the actual photocopy of the newspaper. This guy that's a sick son of a bitch.
Wow.
The only question I have is, was he taking it directly from the horse or buying it from a third party?
Wow.
How's that? I think we might as well zero in on Walz for your next lookup of reverse speech on some of these evil, satanic bastards.
I've actually got Walz for you today, yes?
Good. Very good. Right, David Oates is the genius who 40 years ago discovered that our subconscious mind uses the sounds of our forward speech in reverse to make statements and declarations and speak truths. The subconscious doesn't lie in reverse. And David has contributed something so mighty to understanding the human psyche. It's the ultimate lie detector that the international power elite have decided long ago that reverse speech is never going to become a household word. That's why it's not known to a lot of people out there. But anyhow, we have it here, and David is always with us, and we're going to take a listen to The Camel speaking in reverse and Weird, Weird Waltz.
All right, we'll start with Weird Waltz. Well, what you just read out to me explains a lot of his reversals. And he has the gall to call Donald Trump and then weird. Wow.
Yeah.
All
right, yeah.
So here's the first one on him. This is in a rally in Nevada last few days.
I'm so incredibly proud to be on this ticket, and I want to give a big shout out with the support of a special group tonight, Culinary Workers Union 226.
I think this is his spirit talking to his conscious mind, or he's talking to himself or something. But he says, but you're no one, dickhead.
We're going to want it.
Yeah, 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 sure. His subconscious say, hey, you're a nobody, dickhead. You're nothing.
Yeah, that's how I interpret it. And here he is talking about camera.
Because when you wake up on that 88th day, you're going to get to say, welcome, Madam President Harris.
Yes, she's fake and angry.
Yes, she's fake and angry. Yes, she's fake and angry. Yes, she's fake and angry.
I'll go with, yes, she's fake and ugly.
Oh, and ugly? Oh, okay, hang on, let's listen to it.
Yes, she's fake and angry.
Ooh.
Yes, she's fake and angry.
There's an R in
there. Yes, she's fake and angry.
Yeah.
I over here it sounds like an L, but whatever. Either way.
No worries. All right, so here he is again, and I believe this reversal is describing himself. Half a gallon.
Isn't it amazing, dear friends, how reverse speech opens the door to understanding that your subconscious mind is not deceived by your bullshit and trickery in life. It knows who you are, and it calls you out. That's the voice of your conscious self, which is always beaten up and put away, not so it gets in the way of frauds, phonies, liars, and politicians.
Think of a gallon of horse semen when you listen to this reversal. Here we go.
Like my dad before me and millions of others, the GI Bill gave me a shot at a college education.
Him, I am, comma, awful fag.
Him awful fag.
Yeah, he's probably a fag, too. No doubt. Look, this is an issue of obvious bestiality to some degree. You can take it and run with it as much as you want, as far as you want. This guy is a sick SOB. There's no question. None.
Yep. His reverse is quite disgusting, actually. Here's the next one.
Don't ever close that yearbook. That's my pro tip.
I'll bring asshole.
What's the forwards? He's bringing them? He's bringing a bunch of assholes? Where's he taking them?
Yeah, here's the forwards.
Don't ever close that yearbook. That's my pro tip.
Oh, I don't know. He's talking about school days? Asshole.
It must be.
Don't bring asshole.
Oh, man, this guy is a piece of work. Oh.
I knew you'd like these reversals. All right, next one.
And this is where it gets personal, where they want to dictate things like IVF and reproductive care.
There grows a sinner.
There grows a sinner.
There you go. You hear that?
Yeah, I sure do. I'm just... appalled at the quality of these, and I use the term advisedly, what these people are made of. They're filth. They're satanic, evil filth.
These people are running the bloody country. Biden, who has the most Satan reversals of anyone I've ever found.
Yep.
Anybody.
Yep.
In my whole career. He's full of them. He's been running the country he's been pretending to run the country for 3.5 years.
It's basically been Obama, but yeah, of course.
Yeah, I know.
He got to be so deranged that Obama finally had to dump him. They say Obama's behind dumping him, but whatever.
Oh, of course he is. All right, here's the one redeeming reversal on Tim Walz, okay? So here we go. He's talking about his daughter, Hope.
So I have to tell you, it wasn't by chance when that phone call finally came and we found out we were going to welcome our daughter into the world. Why not be?
And here she says, he says, I love you.
Why not be?
Why not be? Why not be?
Loves his daughter.
Well, the idea of being a parent, a father, or a mother is kind of a universal. So he's not immune from that universal basic bedrock of behavior. So, all right. That's good.
And here's the last reversal.
And Kamala Harris has done something that we will forever be grateful for her. She has brought out the joy in our politics.
Oh, right. Oh, yes. The joy in our politics. Uh-huh.
That's a rare hell.
That's a
special kind of rare hell. I'll second that.
Indeed. So there you go. That's what I got on Tim Walz. Tim, is that his name? Tim? Yeah, it is Tim, isn't
Tim
it?
Yes. Walz. Tampon Tim, because he forced them to put tampons in the boys' bathrooms in middle school.
I saw that. That's just bloody crazy.
He lied about stolen valor. You know what that is. He pretended to be a veteran, served nobly and all that. Lies. It's all lies. These people are so, they're not just unsuitable. They're criminally, morally unacceptable. Yeah. And yet they're being crammed down the throats of America's electorate. Mind-boggled.
That's a shame. Reverse speech isn't well known. If people could see what's inside of these guys' souls, they would cringe in fear. Dark, dark souls.
Right. Well, I wonder if when he's laughing, sometimes he whinnies.
Drinking a gallon of horse semen will do that too. Oh, dear me, that's so disgusting.
I'll send it to you. I'll post it later tonight.
Okay, thank you. All right.
Oh, you're welcome. It's a pleasure. No problem.
Well, I've always wanted an email like that. I pray for one every night. God finally answered my prayers. So there you go. I'm joking, folks.
Aye.
In case someone thinks I'm taking it seriously. All right, Kamala. Let me tell you about Kamala. I've now done 3 rallies of Kamala. If I have to do another rally of Kamala, I'm going to spew. She uses the same lines in every single speech.
That's true. It's the same speech. It's the same thing. That's all her pea brain can handle.
There's no substance. The only policy position I ever heard her take on one speech was taxing tips, which she got from Trump. This woman's just impossible. How can you run a campaign, not take any interviews, use the same speech over and over again, and they're short speeches. They're not long. They're just like 15 minutes. You know, Trump goes on for 2 hours, you know, and without repeating himself. By the time I got to a third speech, if I hear you one more time, I know Donald Trump's type. I'll punch my computer screen. Oh, dear. So anyway, there you go. That's my comment on the forwards. All right, I want to play two reversals back to back here. Same forward speech, different reversal. This is at the very start of her campaign in Arizona. I don't know what town she was in. Phoenix, I guess.
Can we hear it for Tim Walz?
Can we hear it for Tim Walz? First thing she says, okay? And backwards, soul, masturbate.
Soul, masturbate!
Soul, masturbate! Soul, masturbate!
Okay.
I don't hear an S on soul, but I hear the rest of it. No question about the second word.
I agree that it's S on soul. Let me listen again.
Soul, masturbate!
Soul, masturbate!
It sounds like she's dragging out the word no.
Anyway.
But that's good. Here. Let me suggest this. Go ahead, yes. David. Finish up. Go ahead.
I was just saying that's exactly what she's doing. So,
yeah. I think that a lot of her audience, well, they said that she, when she was in Las Vegas, 50% of the arena, building, whatever the hell it was empty. And that the people there, many of them looked weird and disconnected. They picked them up off the streets and gave them $100 and probably bussed them over there. Now, the rest of the crowd was not there. Many of her crowds can be easily dropped in with AI, CGI. They can put any kind of a crowd they want. We know that. We live in a world now where what you see, what you hear, and what you sense are completely manipulated and oftentimes complete fraud. The woman is a total fraud. So I hear, when I hear her, I hear the audience yelling and cheering. I hear artificial enhancement. I just hear it. I'm not saying I can hear it perfectly, but I hear fakery. She's a fake. Go ahead.
I agree. Absolutely. All right, so she just said, let's hear it for Tim Walz. That's in Arizona, okay? Here she is in Las Vegas, and she says the same thing forwards. Listen to this.
Can we hear it for Tim Walz?
That was totally different reversal. I'll make the prey, P-R-E-Y.
Oh, Mr. Prey!
Oh, Mr. Prey! Oh, Mr. Prey!
You hear the
You got aisle or all, like all, total, all will make the prey. All make the prey. Or is she saying, I'll make the prey?
I've got it as aisle, but as you know, I'm open to being wrong. Let's listen again.
We're never wrong.
Oh, Mr. Prey!
Could be all.
Oh, Mr. Prey!
Could be all. Yeah, it's.
I think it, even though it sounds like all, I think aisle fits better. I think that's the intent of it.
Yeah. So there we go.
Yeah.
All right. Here she is again.
So it's the same. It's the same speech. Have written about that, by the way. I've gotten some emails about that. So there's your proof. Same thing. What a disgusting person.
Yeah, I mean, even the emotions are the same, and the same, and the arm movements are the same, you know. And she rallies the crowd on cue. It's like,
she's one-dimensional at best.
What do they think? People don't watch all the speeches online or something, and put two and two together. It's anyway. All right, so here's the next one on Kamala.
And it is so good to be here with so many incredible leaders, including my dear friends, Senator Catherine Cortez Masto.
I don't know what she means by this. Near the monster, we hid.
Queen of monster, we hid.
Queen of monster, we hid.
Queen of monster, we hid.
Near the monster, we hid. Well, she is hiding. She's not taking any press interviews. So, but near the monster, I don't know.
I also hear the monster.
I hear the monster. Okay.
It's Masto.
Queenimus
the Weehip.
Oh, yeah, I hear that. Queenimus the Weehip.
Yeah. Anyway, monster. I guess she's... she could be talking about the Democratic Party machine. I mean, who knows what she's talking about. But she's certainly hiding. There's no doubt about
that. That's true. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, they've made this woman into she was already a fraud to begin with, but trying to pass her off as presidential material is one of the biggest frauds I've ever seen.
Oh, I know. They're just scraping the bottom of the barrel, the Democrats. They've just got nothing. Biden and Kamala's the best they've got. You've got to be kidding me. That's crazy. Ah, here she is again.
Senator Jackie Rosen.
And there's worry.
Jackie Rosen is a woman placed there. Gary Holland knows all about her background. And she says what again? Worried? What was it?
And there's worry. W-O-R-R-Y. Worry. She's worried.
Well, okay. There's something about Jackie Rosen that maybe she's concerned about. Who knows? I don't know. Go ahead, David. Or do you want to take a break here?
I will take a break. Yeah, I've only got about 5 more reversals, and I've got a couple of extra ones I want to play.
All right. Okay. Hang on, everybody. And let me just urge you all to do patronize the sponsors here. It's great for you. It's good for them. It's good for the program. And they are the best. So Allison C., Bio Superfood, Numana Foods Storage, the best. I really do have the best. Oh, and the good news is, I believe we're just within a day or two of being able to again ship Oxy-C. So, that's the good news. We'll be right back in a minute. Okay, and welcome back. We are with David Oates, hour number 3 on this Tuesday night. And we are just hearing some remarkable things. Reverse speech is standing as tall, and it's just this beacon of truth that many of you understand and appreciate. And for those of you who don't, if you haven't made your mind up, that's fine, whatever. Just listen in. We just enjoy having you along and give it some consideration. It is what it is, in my view, and then some. Okay, David, go ahead.
All right, here's Kamala again.
Before I was elected a United States Senator, I was an elected Attorney General, and before that, District Attorney.
Here's you sick Adolf in it, A-D-O-L-F, as in Adolf Hitler. You sick Adolf's actually a metaphor for evil.
Okay, wait a minute. Adolf. Hold on. What was the first part? You what?
You sick, S-I-C-K, you sick Adolf in it. She's abusing herself. She's saying she was sick.
Not like S-I-C, like sicking a dog on somebody?
Well, I wonder whether it was S-I-C too, actually, when I first heard it. You could take it either way. It's either S-I-C or S-I-C-K. Either way, it's not a good reversal, okay?
Got it. Well, it's funny how even the evil mentally ill among them continue to beat the old horse, even subconsciously, that evil Adolf Hitler has been so ingrained in them because of all the repetitions and everything else for life, when in point of fact the man was anything but the way he's being portrayed. But it's funny to see it at the subconscious level among someone who is truly evil. Go ahead.
Yeah. All right, so here we go.
You're sick, Adolf Hitler.
You're sick, Adolf Hitler.
You're sick,
It's probably S-I-C, actually. Anyway,
you're sick. Adolf, it sounds like she's saying Adolf hidden in it.
Oh, really? Okay, hang on. Let's play it again.
You're sick. Adolf hidden it.
I can hear the eights there. Huh, interesting. Yeah, okay. All right, next one.
All of this is to say, in this campaign, I will proudly put my record against his every day of the week.
David. What is the most, and this must strike you, what is the most despicable reaction to that, listening to that? It's the reaction of the crowd, the mindlessness, the idiocy, the imbecility of these people. They'll cheer at anything. Yeah. They're stupid.
Yep. And it's the same line, same delivery, just...
Oh, it's yes, over and over.
It's crazy. You were bad, you've wrecked it.
You were bad, you wrecked it.
You were bad, you wrecked it.
Well, she was.
Play the forwards. Play the forwards, please, one more time. I want to hear if there's any connection there.
All of this is to say, in this campaign, I will proudly put my record against his every day of the week.
Yeah, well, her record over the last 3.5 years is she's destroyed the border. She was border czar. She's gone through all the stuff. I don't know about her. I mean, I see her flip-flopping on policies. I have no idea what the woman stands for. You know,
she's a hardened communist. David, yeah. That's what you want to keep in mind.
So here it is again. You were bad, you've wrecked it.
You were bad, you wrecked it.
You were bad, you wrecked it. You were bad, you wrecked it.
There you go.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Crazy.
That's your subconscious mind telling the truth to her.
All right, next one.
It is about two different visions for our nation. One, ours, focused on the future.
Oh, geez, same line. I can't stand hearing it again. Hushed grief in my sick wolf.
Hushed grief in my sick wolf.
Hushed grief in my sick wolf. Hushed grief in my sick wolf.
Sick wolf, well, they're sick again, if it's... That time it is definitely sick, not S-I-C. This one's definitely S-I-C-K. Mm-hmm. Hush grief for my sick wolf. Oh, I think she's carrying a whole bunch of stuff down deep down inside. That's churning around inside of her. What that is, I don't know. Could be the monster we heard. Near the monster.
Well, look
we
at
hid.
The values she's built her life upon. How can her subconscious be happy with that? All the whoring, yeah. The lying. She's a fraud. So, I mean, yeah.
Well, that was obvious to me after seeing, doing 2 or 3 of her speeches. So there's nothing to this woman. You're right. She's a chameleon. They've got that correct. Karma, 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 chameleon. What's that song? I should play that. Karma, karma. Yeah. That's Boy George, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Now, look, this reversal, when I found it, I documented it as They Love More, M-O-R-E, They Love More. But then I heard war, and then I flipped between more and war. Anyway, I posted on YouTube as more, M-O-R-E, but everyone says they hear war. So there we go. Then we'll just prelude by that. So here's the forwards.
And the freedom of a woman to make decisions about her own body.
It's either they love war or they love more. One of the two. I can't decide.
They love war! They love war!
Oh, that's a W, David.
Sorry?
It's war.
War, is it?
Yeah, there's well, a W that one, there. Yeah.
Not totally consistent.
I don't hear anything like an M, frankly. Not here on this mic. But here's the point, though. I understand. Listening to this woman is someone who is not even reasonably good at pretending she gives a crap about what she's saying. She's acting. She's just performing. It's like a little sideshow on a street corner. Look at the trained dog do backflips. I mean, this is all.
No, you're up.
Right. Yeah, she's really disgusting to listen to.
I wonder how she's doing a debate with Trump. That'll be really interesting to see.
Well, there's some question now about whether she's going to agree to the terms, which are she would be allowed to use scripted responses.
Oh, no, that's not a debate. No,
of course it isn't. So here's the, let me find the news story. Wait a second here.
It's a debate. You don't have to.
Where is it?
Debate. You shouldn't even know what the questions are in advance.
No, they gave them to Biden. That, you know, they it's all lies. Where is it? Here. Let me pull the story up. Wait a second.
Hang on,
okay,
I just got someone.
Is. Someone at are David's you? Door? How unusual is that? Always someone at your door.
That's true.
You get packages than an Amazon addict.
Well, it's my daughter's as well as mine, in my defense. So we both buy shopping online.
Got it. All right, here. A pair of proposed presidential debates could instead become town hall meetings for former President Donald Trump. His campaign confirmed that today, on August 11th, or yesterday. The Republican presidential nominee and his opponent, the Camel, have both agreed to participate in a September 10th debate on ABC News. This comes despite the former president's concerns over a conflict of interest with the network, which faces a lawsuit in which Trump alleges the network defamed him. He is now waiting for Harris to accept two additional proposed debates, September 4th on Fox and the 25th on NBC. If she rejects those proposals, which Trump made during an August 9th news conference, Trump will appear solo by himself on those national TV networks, a Trump campaign advisor said. Where's the point about the script? Yeah, I can't find it real quick here. Anyway, is that it? No. The idea is though, that she's an idiot. She can't handle herself. Be like Biden. Not quite as bad, but maybe. If Harris rejects unscripted face-offs, debates, two proposed debates will become Trump town halls. So it's all about being scripted. In other words, she'll have a teleprompter with the answers. And Trump doesn't like that.
Of course he shouldn't like that. No. No.
Absolutely. No.
No.
Well, that just goes along with her fraud nature.
Oh, that's just ridiculous. Honestly, it's... Anyway.
Trump should get Willie Brown and have a conversation with Willie Brown. That's the guy that she slept with, etc. To get her job. I believe it was the district attorney job she got for that. He wrote a book about it, about her.
That's funny. All right, here's the last reversal.
And be sure, if he were to win, he would sign a national abortion ban.
Strange wording in this reversal. I am a show born, which she is. She's a shown. I don't know what it means by born. I'm a show born shining ass. Here we go.
I am a show born shining ass.
I am a show born shining ass.
have my soapbox handy.
Well, I think it's pretty clear that she's a show, and born means to carry, and she's shining out.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, there you go. Yep. So that's Kamala. Oh, I got one more on her. I don't think I played this previously. I might have. This is at the Black.
We here work for a future where every person has the opportunity not just to get by, but to get ahead, to build a business.
The headache is the barb.
The headache is the barb.
The headache is the barb.
Maybe she has headaches.
Maybe she does. That wouldn't surprise me.
So I guess the upshot of this is, you don't want me to give her your home phone number.
No, no, please don't do that. No.
All right.
I found a reversal I had that I didn't know I had. One of my students found this and they sent it to me back in March. So I've had it in my computer for March, April, May, June, July. It's on Trump. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Listen to this. This is from in Iowa during March.
Our country's going to hell. You don't mind me using that horrible word, don't you? I use that word because our country's really in trouble. It's in trouble like it's never been before, in my opinion. We have a man who's grossly incompetent dealing with nuclear war.
Prevents the killer, but missed it.
Prevents the killer, but missed it.
Prevents the killer, but missed it. Prevents the killer, but
give it to me again, please, David. Slow.
Prevents the killer.
Prevent. I missed the P-R-E. Prevents the killer. Right?
But missed it.
Okay. But missed it. Wait a minute.
Yeah.
Prevents the killer, but missed it. Oh.
Yeah.
Yes.
You got it. Yeah.
I did.
Yeah, premonition reversal. The killer missed Trump. Okay? Is that what you read from it, right?
Yes, of course. So the Secret Service, et cetera, prevents the killer, but the killer missed it. He missed it. He missed my head. He missed it.
Exactly right. This is a premonition, which is back in March. Let me play the reversal again. Prevents the killer, but missed it.
He's grossly incompetent dealing with nuclear war. Prevents the killer, but missed it.
Prevents the killer, but missed it. Prevents the killer, but missed it.
That's an absolute premonition of his assassination attempt. What happened. That's
correct.
Cheeky, eh?
So what does that tell us? That there is no time, and the future, assuming we only have one reality, the future is already a done deal, and we're just living it out. It's all scripted, so to speak. How far ahead is it scripted? Who knows? Who knows? And how many realities are there? Who knows? That's really wild, though. Reverse speech has done this a number of times over the years that we've heard, and congratulations again. Never has a program done any more than this one to show why reverse speech has been suppressed.
Yeah, right. Yeah, like I say, I didn't find that reversal. One of my students did. Thank you to Chris Gabriel, who found
good
that
job,
reversal.
Good job, Chris. Good ear.
And then, of course, we got this one in 2 weeks prior to the assassination attempt. I think I played this already, but let's play it again.
Someday you'll have a bomb that can do destruction, the likes of which nobody can even imagine.
The killer wants you, the skull on it.
The killer wants you, the skull on it.
The killer wants you, the skull on it. The killer wants you, the skull on it.
The killer wants you with skull on it. That suggests a headshot for sure.
Exactly what it suggests, a headshot. Yep. And this is all prior. This is 2 weeks prior. And, of course, I played this reversal, Crooks See the Fate, or This Fate. And we played it again. Of course, his name was Thomas Crooks. Why is that opening? There we go.
even fundraising. You know, we did more. We raised more money after this crooked trial than we've ever raised. I think than any candidate. I think we raised over $400 million. Can you believe it?
Crooks see this fate.
Crooks see this fate.
Crooks see this fate. Crooks see this fate.
There you go.
Crooks is this fate.
Oh, is this fate? Okay, I can go with that. Yeah, I'll play it again.
Raised over $400 million. Can you believe it? Crooks is this fate.
Crooks is this fate. Crooks is this fate.
I can hear what a C or is. But either way, he uses the name Crooks in reverse.
It's right there.
Missing him. Back in March of this year.
Yeah.
That's pretty freaky stuff. I didn't even know I had that rehearsal. I was doing a radio show.
We wouldn't have known what to look for. We didn't know Crooks.
No.
It would have sounded like just some random gibberish. Crooks. Crooks.
Yeah, I know.
What is Crooks?
Just really, really strange. Just really amazing stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let me see what we'll do. We've got 5 minutes left. What will I play you? I've done all of Camilla. Well, for those of you who haven't heard the other Camilla ones, we'll just. I've started doing the interview with Musk and Trump. I'll have that for you next week. That's I think that goes on for a couple of hours, doesn't it? How long was that?
It's about an hour and 40 minutes, I think.
Yeah, I knew it was a long one. I'll be. Take me a few days to get that through, but I'll have it ready by next week. Okay. Camilla in Atlanta. I think I played that. I know what. Here we go.
Thank you all. Thank you very much. Thank you, everybody. Oh, it's good to be back in Georgia.
Oh, she says, oh, it's good to be back in Arizona. Oh, it's good to be back in Nevada. One day she'll get the city wrong. Nah, the state wrong. And she says, yes, come rave, meaningless babble. We cancel, we can't. Don't know what she means by that. Anyway, yes, come rave, we cancel, we can't.
Can't jump, rave, we can't, we can't.
Can't jump, rave, we can't, we can't.
Huh.
Can't jump, rave, we can't, we can't.
Okay, all right. Yeah. Then here she's introspection.
We will ban more of those hidden fees and surprise late charges that banks and other companies use to pad their profits.
Yeah,
I know.
See, they act like they're dictators.
Oh, I know.
I'm just going to declare this, or I'm going to ban that. It's awful.
I think this one is the fact, but I'm a scab. I've got it down as the F word, but I don't think that's right. I think it's the fact, but I'm a scab. It is in the F word. Yeah, in the blank, but I'm a scab.
I hear that I am a scab very clearly. That I am a scab very clearly.
Yeah, that's what I said. Yeah.
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 That's there.
And then I think this is the fact one that I got as an F.
And we will take on Big Pharma to cap prescription drug costs for all Americans.
It's a fact. It's the mob.
It's a fact. It's the mob.
Yeah, well, it probably is, isn't it?
And we will take on Big Pharma to cap prescription drug costs for all Americans.
Yeah, right.
It's a fact, it's the bomb. Yeah. And then we've probably got time for one last reversal. Here we go.
And when we fight, we win. God bless you. God bless the United States.
If I hear she say, when we fight, we win one more time, I'm going to spew. We sell God. We sell...
Go ahead, David.
No, no, I just played it. Hey, I'll play it again. There you go. Thanks, mate. I'll be back.
What did she say there? We sell God?
God, yeah. She said it twice. We sell God.
In a row. That's right. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, okay. She's playing the game.
Yeah, she is.
Playing the game. Good job, David. Thank you.
Okay. See you. Bye.
All right. Bye. Superb example of reverse speech. Superb. Okay. That's Tuesday. Back with you tomorrow in 21 hours. Thank you for being here. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope you learned something. We'll be back tomorrow. Talk to you then.